G'day, everyone. Welcome to the Friday edition of the podcast. Friday means...
this is it.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105. Can you make a hotline ring?
You can ask us anything. First calls, anything you want to talk about, you can. 13 10 60. Adrian in Meadowbrook, what do you want to say?
Yeah, good morning, ladies, gentlemen. Stav.
Morning.
How you going?
Yes, Stav is non-binary. Yeah. Good call there, Adrian.
yesterday, you guys were speaking about Prince Harry and how they're not allowed to be referred to as royalty or Sussex or anything like that. So I was thinking that maybe they should just become a symbol and they could be like the fella formerly known as, or the Harry formerly known as, or the couple formerly known as.
Yeah. I think that's good. Or they've got to do like a hand action to welcome them on. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like a former crown, you know, they put their fingers up on their head or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Please welcome Harry.
Harry. It's because the Queen said if you're going to leave the royal family, you're not allowed to say that you're Prince Harry
you're
anymore
not allowed and earn money cash. From it. Yeah, which yeah. I think is yeah. rightly so.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like Prince did when he left his record label. This could be his
exactly,
his
Adrian.
But the problem is Harry didn't choose the royal life. The royal life chose Harry.
I know, but if he doesn't want it, then that's fine. But you can't allow Meghan to start earning money from the royal name when she hasn't really worked as a royal for too long. But this girl has a bee in the bonnet about it.
One other thing for you then. No one would employ Harry to do anything else. It's very similar to like Chappelle Corby. She can't get a job now because she's Chappelle Corby. He can't go and be an electrician, Harry, because
he
was a prince.
Now he's going to be there for royal... now he's going to be there for speaking duties. He's going to earn more. They are more famous now than William and Kate. And in fact, they're going to overshadow... Kate and William are doing a very important job in Ireland at the moment, and no one's going to be covering it.
I think he can't be an electrician because he doesn't know how to be an electrician.
He'll do his apprenticeship
first.
What is happening in Ireland? I haven't heard nothing about that.
Well, they're going there for their royal tour, so there's supposed to be a lot of focus on their coverage for what they're doing, but no instead it's all going to be about...
They're boring. What's Meghan and Harry doing? Hey, Jasmine, you're on the air. What do you want to chat about?
The bizarre abundance of butterflies lately.
Ah, yes, Jasmine, it's to do with the weather and the rain. It's been the perfect...
I love it.
Yeah, it's been the perfect environment for them to breed and hatch, so that's why we're seeing so many, the bit of a migration.
What's the life cycle? Yeah. How long do they last for?
A couple of days, most of them.
A couple of days? That's it?
Yeah.
All of them?
Yeah, most of them. There's a huge swarm in America. It's really interesting that they migrate from one side of the country to the other. But the ones that start are all dead by the time they end it. So they get to a place, they all cocoon, breed, and then the other one. But they all still know where they're going from where they started from.
So, Jasmine, enjoy them while they last.
Yeah.
Thank you. I will.
Imagine if you just live as if you only got 2 days.
Well, that's the question.
Exciting, isn't
it? Do you want to be born beautiful and have a short life or be born a big fat slug and live on Earth for ages just eating everyone's
flowers?
You'd
be happy. You've got 2 days on Earth and your sole job is to reproduce.
That's right.
That's exactly right. It's not all bad for the butterfly.
They got their time as a caterpillar when they eat a lot of stuff.
Hey, Hayley, you're on for first calls. What do you want to talk about?
G'day. I am looking for some advice from you guys or seeing what you think I should do. My ex-husband is currently getting married over in New Zealand to the woman that cheated on me today. So how should I celebrate that?
Oh, you got to get off socials, Hayley. I don't know if you're anything like me, but just don't have a couple of drinks and decide to text or post anything. So get off socials, okay? Mm-hmm. But you should definitely get your girlfriends and go out tonight into the city somewhere. It's a nice day.
Yeah, because he's got the kids over there too. So I'm without my kids.
It's
my birthday this week.
It's a big weekend.
What's a big weekend?
It's a leap year. Ask someone to marry you.
Hey. No, calm down. Calm down.
That went to 100, didn't it?
Calm down. Have you got a new man, Hayley?
I do, yeah. Right. I am very happy in my relationship, but yeah.
They would last, Hayley's?
Well, he's already cheated on her too. So he was the other woman, and he's already cheated on her once. So,
who with?
Who knows? He had multiple affairs, but they've got back together.
Is she aware of that?
Yeah, she's aware of that. Okay. They broke up for a while. So.
Wow. They'll be interesting vows.
They will be interesting vows. Yes.
I want to ask more questions. Wait there, I'll come to you off air. hey, Rose from Chermside. First calls, you're on the air.
Morning. I also wanted some opinions. So,
My friend and I have gone to the great effort of planning our first mumcation in 5 years, and it's to Japan, and now my whole family's freaking out over the coronavirus and saying I should go. Mm.
Tough one.
Are you so sick of your kids you don't care about getting corona, or...?
I am, and I'm worried I'm being selfish.
No.
Go to Japan.
They haven't banned travel from Japan.
They haven't, but every day it's getting worse. Yeah, it is getting worse. To worry.
Yeah.
Make sure you're really desperate.
Yeah, well, stock up on hand sanitizer and make sure, I guess, you're just educated from it that you can try to stay away from people.
The upside is if you do get corona, you'll get an extra 14 days on the end of your holiday.
That sounds like a good excuse to go, really.
So what we're saying, Rose, is take extra clothes just in case. Okay,
definitely.
And enjoy.
Because I would say, there's not much chance, even if you got the coronavirus while you were over there, there's not much chance of it being fatal for someone of your age. But the fear I would have is if you went over there, you could get stuck there.
Yeah, I think that's what my friend's worried about too.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's why if you guys
weigh
in, then I can use all of you as an excuse.
Just go.
Just go. And plus, don't forget, they send over the planes to bring people back.
Yeah.
And then you get a trip up to Darwin, so.
You'd be fine. Do a whole world tour. Mm.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105. Hit me, baby, one more time.
13, 10, 60. Do you have a giant baby in your family? And by this, that might mean your partner's a giant baby, one of your teenage kids is a giant baby, because my soon-to-be 18-year-old son is a gigantor baby.
What do you mean? Was he big when he was born?
Oh, well, he was. Right. Beef and Ethan is what we used to call him.
He's a gentle soul.
Yes.
Yeah. That's okay. Maybe that's what I should say instead.
No, you can say a big baby, but someone has been parenting him for too long.
Yes, and that's, to be honest, it used to annoy me. When he was 12, he's one of those kids who would never eat his dinner.
Mm.
And I had to, at one point, say to Esther, he's 12, stop feeding him.
She didn't do the aeroplane at, 12, did she?
Didn't do the aeroplane, but if he wasn't eating his dinner, she would, actually feed him.
Wow.
And I'd be like, babe, he's going to high school next year. This has got to end.
Miss, I'm hungry.
Oh. We've been mauled again.
Is it everyone?
No, hello? Hello?
It's me.
No, and me.
I think you're just getting bleeped through online and you sound like that anyway.
When I went to the, because I'm just going to power through, by the way. When I went to the sleep specialist, they said that they have people that are 17 years of age that come in with their parents and they're scared of the dark.
I'm going to have to turn your mic down, otherwise you're going to get bleed into it. Hang on. No. What we'll do is we'll change microphones for you.
I think it's still coming.
No. Go over to that one over there. Whoever the mole is isn't smart enough to do all the mics. So sleep specialists still come in and they're trying to help.
Yeah, they're saying that the 17-year-old kids come in with their...
Oh, for God's sake.
Hello?
The mole is smart enough.
I'll go back.
You know what it is? You're the mole.
Me?
Yeah.
It's not me. Why would I ruin my own story?
Maybe.
Ah, good point. No, that's not Maddie.
How you going there now?
Good.
No.
I'll just sit down.
Yeah, share this one. There you go.
Oh, yeah, share Abby's.
We'll add sharing it.
So the reason I want to know if you've got a giant baby, this happened the other night. So Esther and I finally had the fight with the children. Kids get down. We're talking the little ones. Eden, who's 2. Xander, who's now 6. Finally into bed after the hour of teeth brushing and fighting and bottles and all that sort of stuff. And Esther and I get into bed. We're just about to fall asleep, right? So just as you go into that spot between awake and in a deep sleep, we hear at our door Ethan, who goes, "Oh, you're asleep." Now, I didn't know it was Ethan, and because I was in the middle of falling asleep and still being awake, I jump up thinking someone's breaking into the house. And I said, "Of course we're asleep. What do you think we're doing?" He's like, "Oh, I didn't realise." I'm like, "Mate, every light in the house is off and your mother and I are laying in the bed. If we're not sleeping, something else is happening. Why are you in here?" And he goes, "There's a cockroach in my room." I went, "Are you serious?" Now, I know he's scared of spiders, but cockroaches. He didn't want to kill the cockroach on his own. So I get out of bed. I go into the kitchen. I get him the can of Mortein, give it to him. Then I'm kept awake for 10 minutes. It stops. I eventually go downstairs. I'm like, dude, it's dead. Stop spraying that.
They are very tenacious.
No. He's standing on his bed, still with his PlayStation headset on. I can hear his mate Max in Melbourne pissing himself, laughing at him. I'm like, Ethan, don't be such a baby. Oh, by the way, I think I've worked out how they've fixed your mic.
Don't be such a baby. Come on. Up to a couple of weeks ago, your arrestor would have went down and killed it for him. It's all because you're obsessed that he's turning 18 that I think you're letting go.
Oh, yeah, totally. But I'm like, mate, it's a cockroach.
No, see, my husband is the toughest man, seriously. He gets nails through his finger and just keeps on working. Splinters, he's, like, had in there for ages. Like, the guy is just a tough man. But I tell you what, if he has an earache or a toothache, hate me saying this, but when we first met, he laid on the couch because he had a really bad toothache. Yeah. Had to have it. Now he's like, do you know where my mum is?
He asked for his mother.
I was like, dude, come on.
And you stayed.
Yeah. At that point, I knew I loved him because otherwise I would have left.
Mummy's here, darling. It's okay. 13, 10, 60. Are you with a baby? Maybe your husband's a big baby? Maybe one of your grown children are big babies?
Your dad.
Yeah.
Are you saying just guys, you reckon?
Yeah, women are tougher than men.
No, sometimes.
All right. If your girl's a big baby, feel free to call in as well. 13 10 60.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105. Hit me, baby, one more time.
You have a giant baby living with you because Ethan, Maddie's 17-year-old son, had to have the help to kill a cockroach, which I guess cockroaches are scary, but him standing on his bed basically crying was probably a little bit too much.
He's on his bed, his PlayStation headset on, still playing the video game online with his mate.
His mate
is laughing his head off and he's standing on the bed with a can of Mortein. He emptied a whole can on one cockroach. Lisa in Warner, 131060 is the number. Your husband's a giant baby?
Absolutely. In every other regard, he's, you know, a pretty brave guy, but when it comes to spiders, he's a complete man baby. He's terrible. I mean, like, when we have a huntsman, he'll flip out, basically, and I'll have to get my five-year-old to hold the door open, my five-year-old little girl.
Yeah, wow. Insult injury there. Well done.
Absolutely. Hang on, I'll save you, Daddy. I'll save you.
Absolutely. And he's in the other end of the house, and I'll get the broom. I'm terrified of spiders too, but I'll do it, and I'll get the little guy out. But the other week, she was in bed. It was the middle of the night, and I said to him, you have to hold the door. You have to be, you know, the big girl this time. He flipped. He held it eventually reluctantly, but I swear when we came back in and all was done and dusted and the spider was released, I swear I saw a tear.
What does he do for work?
He's in the army.
Oh, great.
Yes. He's in the army. So, yeah, we hit peak man baby the other week, and I don't think I'll ever forget it.
So Australia's protected as long as they don't send huntsmen.
Exactly. Oh, that's good technique. Mm. Chris in Morayfield, who's a big baby?
I'm going to dob myself in.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, look, I'm a tradie. Like Scotty, I can bash myself, cut myself, hurt myself, and still work all day, but, you know, covered in tattoos, but as soon as the needle's presented for me, like a tetanus one or something, I'm gone.
How can you get tattoos and be afraid of needles?
To be fair, Chris, the tetanus, my husband complained more about that than anything else. He's like, it hurts with the muscle. It does hurt for days.
The needle. They're so damn long.
So you can put a nail through your hand, that's cool, but a tiny little needle in your arm, no good.
Yep.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, you'd be proud, Chris. Yeah. You'd be proud of it.
What if they hammered the needle into you? Would that make it better?
Oh, probably not. No.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Yeah, the AFL Women's is well underway. You can catch the Lions taking on the GWS Giants Sunday, 4:10 Hickey Park. Make sure you get down there. Entry is absolutely free, and it's a great game of footy.
And Lions are number one on the ladder as well.
Yeah, we are. Yes. I'm not allowed to support them because anyone I support ends up losing.
That is true. So go for GWS. But this is something interesting because Matt Green, who is Brisbane Lions Women's Physical Performance Manager, morning.
Good morning.
I love that you do this because there is an app and you follow a lot of things of your athletes to do with sleep, to do with how they use the gym. But what is another aspect that you're following with AFLW?
One of the aspects we use is just monitoring their menstrual cycles, which it's something we've done for the last four seasons with our AFLW team.
When people say that, I go, oh, that's a bit of invasion in privacy. But the thing that I like is there a bit of a move that is changing where it's not so taboo. It's not so, we can't talk about it.
As a man, I would much prefer to know what's really happening good. With the women around me.
That's really good because I feel like we don't have to keep it a secret. Because yeah. I heard at special times in the month, you have more ability to work harder. Do you think that's true?
Yeah. So for us, it's a very useful education tool for commonly, it's a misconception that it's okay for a female athlete to miss their period, and it's okay if they're sort of working hard in the gym or on the field and they're not having their period. It's obviously inconvenient at times, but it's a big issue if they're missing their period on a regular basis, and it becomes an issue with dysfunction across the board of their performance.
So if all the girls, say most of the team is on their period when they're having a game, have you found that the performance is better or it's harder?
Oh, I don't think it's to do with their performance on the day. More commonly, it's impairment through performance on some other physiological processes that we look at, things like glycogen storage, protein synthesis, which impairs their adaptation to a training stimulus. So it's more about how they're responding to training, and that physiological adaptation that occurs, the menstrual cycles are a really key indicator for us in how they're responding and the energy availability that they have in subsequent sessions.
So you're saying things like if they are missing it regularly, it might be a thing of they are training too hard or maybe their diet is incorrect for them.
Yeah, completely correct. That's where we intervene in a multidisciplinary team that we have across the board with our sports dietitians, our psychologists, our physios, our doctors, to make sure that all of our girls are at tip-top condition and able to respond to all of the different stimulus that they have. And the other aspect to that is a lot of our girls are full-time working individuals that have physically demanding jobs, and on top of that, they're trying to train full-time and then compete on the weekend, and that becomes an issue for us if they're not getting sufficient energy input from food, and then allowing them to obviously perform on game day is our number one priority at this time of year.
Another thing to take into account is, you always talk about injuries in sport and the effects that it has, and I guess that's also something you don't want to push the athletes too far, that if they want to have a family, you don't know yet that maybe there's something in the training or supplements that might affect their cycles, which could make that harder in the future.
Correct. It's something that we're sort of, obviously they get lives after football. There's things that can affect them if they've had a disruption in their period for long periods of time. Bone mineral density issues into the future, and then obviously, as you spoke about, their fertility rates in the future as well is important. So one is making sure that they're able to perform on game day, but we're taking care of them as we best possibly can for life after football as well.
Matt, here's a question for you, and I don't know if this is a myth. I heard that there is the best time to work out, where your performance is even better, you can lose more weight, you should be working out. Do you know when that is? Is it like the week before your period, or is this a myth?
I think this is a personal question,
Matt. No, it's for everyone. But like, I heard that that's like your power week and you get the most out of training if you do it then.
Yeah, it's just after your period. Oh. So your estrogen levels peak just before the ovulation. So your progesterone's a little bit lower. It's sort of just after that. But again, it's not something that we're in the business
of
pushing at this stage. But we definitely make concerted effort for us to just make sure that we manage this as best we can for the athletes, for their own health and performance.
I'm going to have to ask it because it's the stupid guy question. the sinking question. You know, you always hear girls, like in our workplace, they all say, well, we've all synced up.
Yeah, it does happen. It's, in any environment where you're spending long periods of time together. But, yeah, for different reasons, there's girls that are on different medications and interventions of forms that don't allow that to happen. But, yes, it does happen.
That's fantastic. And good luck to continue with the season as well, Matt.
Yes, thank you very much.
Well, mate, you are the physical performance manager for the AFLW Brisbane Lions, Matt Green. Nice to talk to you, mate. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks very much. Look forward to seeing you down at Hickey Park this weekend.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Just before, you would have heard we were talking to Matt Green from the Brisbane Lions women's team, and he's one of their health doctors.
Well, yeah, he's one of their fitness coaches, because they've got all different coaches, and he charts a lot of things for them, including their sleep and their exercise. But the other thing they've started doing is their menstrual cycle. Mm. And it's amazing, though, because it means you can actually get benefit from it. Who would have thought? Because I asked him about
it. I wish we had one as men, to be honest with you.
Really? I've come around. I've hated it my whole life. And now I'm like, this is a secret power. Probably fall in love with it just before it goes. But, hey, we asked him.
You're not far off.
All right, mate. She's allowed to say it. You're not, you idiot.
I am far off, thank you. My mum was 58.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Last year.
Imagine if one slipped through the keeper like a couple of years before. And then you had a brother or sister.
Like before that. I think you can't. But anyway, I asked him about a power week, and this is what he said.
Yeah, it's just after your period. Oh. So your estrogen levels peak just before the ovulation. So your progesterone's a little bit lower. It's sort of just after that. But again, it's not something that we're in the business
of
pushing at this stage. But we definitely make concerted effort for us to just make sure that we manage this as best we can for the athletes.
That's awesome. Because who would have thought?
Mm.
That's so good.
It's very interesting.
Very interesting. And I've only become interested in it recently, to be honest. I felt like I should before, but I only really started when I wanted to have kids because I didn't have any clue of it. So I downloaded a few apps.
Yeah.
And I actually learned when you can have a child. And I didn't know before. And that sounds stupid. And you learn it at school. But I mean, the actual pinpoint of it and the effects it can have on you. And I felt pregnant very quickly the first time because I was aware of it, where a lot of my friends are like, oh, I'm not falling. And then they started charting it and it helped.
So when you say the power week as well, you're saying that can be in your cycle, the best week to exercise and achieve.
Yeah, get things done, feel organised about yourself. Mm. And now I've charted it. I'll even have different vitamins a week before so I don't get breakouts.
Oh, wow.
Oh, really?
And it works.
Thank you. I'm sure you've noticed.
We have.
Yeah, you've got wonderful.
But I want to know, 13, 10, 60, have things changed since you have started charting it?
You're like, what did you learn about
yourself?
Maybe
you always have. Yeah, but maybe you only have recently. And because there's so many apps now where you can follow it, where you might have discovered. I mean, one of my friends discovered that she probably did have endometriosis because she thought she was so irregular and started looking into it and going, oh, my God, I haven't had one for like 40 days, or she sometimes had one every couple of weeks and just hadn't even followed it.
Wow.
She just always thought it was such a punish that she just had to push through.
Yeah. Well, 13, 10, 60, phones are open. What is it that you learnt when you started tracking your cycle? And even maybe husbands learnt something as well.
Yep. Apparently you can sync them. So you can pass it to their calendar as well. I'm going to start one for you guys so I can start tracking your cycle.
Okay.
Yours are very unpredictable. But hey.
Hey, when you track it, maybe we'll learn something.
Yeah, we might. Where's our power week?
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
We are talking about tracking your cycle because we caught up with the conditional coach of the Brisbane Lions, the AFLW team, who are top of the ladder, may I say. So well, it's obviously working. But they track a lot of things like sleep, but also their cycle to try and get the best performance and make sure that their nutrition is right. The reason I say that is that every woman should be doing that because it's supposed to be the biggest indicator of our health. And I feel like for so many years, we haven't talked about it or we've kind of ignored it rather than using it as a secret power.
So you said you never tracked yours at all until you decided to have children.
Yeah. And I would have realised that obviously my husband wasn't as happy with it because it meant that we got pregnant straight away because I knew the exact day. As opposed to...
Oh, you always think you've got a couple of months leeway. You're like, yeah, sure.
Practice.
Yeah. And I know there's a lot of stuff that comes into play as well. And if you're having difficulty, at least you can then go to the doctor and then say, hey, I've been trying for 6 months. And they ask you what day. specifically. Okay. And a lot of people go, I don't know. But I just go, well, look at the little app.
Let me just flick through. Kaz, you're on the air with us. What did you learn when you started tracking?
Well, what I found was that I was having difficulty getting pregnant. So I thought, well, I should find out when that window of opportunity is. And then when it still didn't happen, I realised that I needed to pinpoint when ovulation was. And to do that, you actually have to take your vaginal temperature each morning before you get out of bed. Oh. And your temperature spikes. And using that method, at least the first time around, I got pregnant a bit quicker than I would have otherwise.
Wow.
I was doing temperature every day, but I was just taking
my oral ones
under the armpit. I must be honest with that. Sim, in Newmarket, your husband tracks yours?
Yeah, he does track me. Well, I get really bad mood swings a week before I get my period, and I'm really snappy at the top of the hat. Initially, he used to not understand what's going on, and I'm too bad with dates and remembering them, so he's the one who tracks it, and now he knows why I'm being snappy and I'm having my mood swings. He's really patient with it.
Uh-huh. So does he tell you, or does he just adjust his behavior?
His behavior, sometimes he does. It's like, it's okay, I understand what's going on. So that kind of calms me down. Yeah. Also, because he does fly in, fly out, so we see each other only on weekends. Mm-hmm. So then he'll just ring me up on a Thursday morning or a Friday morning. He likes the house, the weather down under there. I'm like, you tell me. It's like, oh, it's going to be a dry weekend.
Oh, you're gorgeous. Thanks, I love Simon. That you love it. That's good. Holly and Wynnum.
Hey, how you going?
What did you learn when you started tracking it?
Well, we were trying for our second child, and we already had a boy, and I really wanted a girl. And I'd done a bit of research and found out that it supposedly, if you do the deed a few days before you ovulate, your chances of having a girl dramatically increase.
Oh.
We did that. We had a girl.
There you go.
Oh,
I haven't heard that one before.
Yeah.
It's supposedly because I think female sperm is supposed to live longer.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's the
male apparently swims faster, but doesn't last as long. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Ironic,
doesn't it?
Yeah. Life in the
It just shows how important it is for everyday health, I think, for women, you know? It's something that everyone should be aware of. I'm going to have that chat with my wife and see if she's okay with
me. Yeah, I want Sim's husband to maybe just track it for all of Brisbane and give you a call.
Can he send that calendar to me so I'm across that?
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Cool. Hey, Alpha Bucks, we're going to play that on Monday. It will be the 2nd of March. Is that how it works? Yep. your letter, if you want to practice over the weekend,
is D for dinosaur.
Stav, Abby and Matt's $10,000 Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks. Rightio, $10,000. That is what Alpha Bucks is worth. Every single day that we are on air, we give you a shot to win it. And 6:30 and 7:30, we give away answers. So it pays to listen longer to Stav, Abby and Matt.
Kayla in Newmarket, how many answers have you got?
Three.
Oh, how long until you're expecting a baby, the producers have just said?
2 weeks. We're 38 weeks today.
Whoa.
Oh, okay.
If you go into labour live on the air now, I'll give you another extra $5,000.
I'll give it a can then.
Yeah, you can totally fake it. Okay, so you know you get $50 for each correct answer. So fast if you can't think quickly. You get all 10 right, that's when you get the $10,000, but you can't repeat the same answer. And you would know that your letter is Y for yes.
All right, Kyla, let's give you a baby bonus going into the weekend. Your letter is Y, and your time will start when I finish the first question, which is, name a TV show.
Well, pass.
Name a physical activity.
Yoga.
Name something you bake with.
Yeast.
Name something you shout out loud.
Yes.
Name a girl's name.
Yolanda.
Name an occupation.
Pass.
Name a brand.
Pass.
Name a food.
Yogurt.
Name something rich people buy.
Yeah.
Name a game.
Oh, you're doing very well.
Oh, you got $300, Kayla.
Yes, me too.
The ones you pass on a TV show, you could have you or younger. For an occupation, you could have youth worker. And for a brand, you could have YouTube. And for a game, you could have Yahtzee or Yo-Yo. But $300 is amazing.
No, that's awesome. Thanks, guys.
There's a mole in the Stav, Abby and Matt scene.
One of these people is the mole.
Next time we have to have parties to celebrate things because this has not been fun. You thought it would be a good idea, Maddie.
It's been a little bit of fun.
The mole has been very good. Yeah. I have to say, at the first day, I thought the mole was boring, but then the mole really picked it up and it has been really amazing. We don't know who the mole is. We have our suspicions, but we all went into a room, drew a piece of paper, and it had either you're the mole or you're not the mole.
This was all to celebrate this week, 20 years since you were on the original season one of The Mole. Mm. Great show. You were the lens cap chick who forgot to take the lens cap off when you were taking photos. And that just stuck out to me when that came to me.
And you realise that I am just incompetent.
Which worked for the show, though.
Yeah. Totally good for The Mole. Yeah. They don't need to do anything.
So The Mole has either been Stav, Abby, me, or producer Siobhan, or producer Candy.
If you've been listening, 131060 if you want to have a guess.
We're a bit nervous because this is the last chance for The Mole to strike, too.
Oh, no, they won't lock us in again after yesterday, trust me. Sarah in Nunda, who do you think it is?
Hi, I think it's Stav.
You think it's Stav? Me?
Stav? Yes.
Reasons?
Why? Well, just because, like, he threw us off yesterday with being away. But I just always thought it was Stav because, yes, that's my favourite, no offence.
Well, it was my first pick.
I hate missing work. It irks me and I feel bad about it, so I wouldn't do that even for Moly Moly Town.
Such a mole thing to say. Tam in Bracken Ridge. Who do you think it is?
I think it's Abby.
Any reason?
One female to another female.
Yeah, you feel it in your waters, can't you, Tam? It's a water feeling. Chris and Moray Field, Stav, Abby, producer Siobhan, producer Candy, or Matt? Who do you think's the mole?
Oh, I think it's Abby.
A lot of people think you're devious. A
lot of Abby's on Facebook last night.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
She just plays the innocent one and then downplays everything like she's, plays dumb, but I think that she's a lot smarter than she is.
You'd be surprised, Chris. Do you know who I think it is? Can I put in my...
Right, yeah, this is the thing. When we come back, we're going to replay everything the mole has done. The mole has left a message for us, and they will unmask themselves in a second. So right now, we all get to have our votes within the team.
All right.
I'm going to go with Siobhan, but I feel like, unfortunately, Candy's been her little puppet. That's what I think. She somehow got Candy involved.
You reckon there's...
I don't know if she told her, but I think it's like that's what happened on the original show.
Oh, is it?
I reckon the mole told the winner.
Double mole.
So I'm going to lock in Siobhan.
Okay. I thought at the start it could have been the producers, but the thing is the mole was striking at the times that inconvenienced them. So when we're trying to get people to call into the show, the mole was striking.
That's true.
So I was like, no, they hate trying to field calls.
Yeah.
Correct. When it doesn't work properly. So I'm like, they didn't do it. Yesterday I thought you, Abby, because I thought you were being like overly aggressive to what the mole was doing. So you were trying to put us off the scent. But I'm going back to my original thought.
Stav.
Wow.
Stav is the mole.
Do you know what? That's the nicest thing you've ever said.
We thought you were all week.
Really?
I thought you were all week. That was my first guess until yesterday.
Okay.
But I think you've employed a bit of help.
Right. Okay.
You've been given cash.
Who do you think it is, Steph?
I've been thinking Candy all week because just look at her. I mean, but now just because you're so good at it, Maddie.
No, we can't even decide.
I think I'm going to go with Matt. I'm going to go with Matt. Yeah.
Okay. What about Candy?
I, from the start, have thought that it is Maddie. He's just been way too cool about not being in control.
Oh, that's a good point.
Good point. Yeah. Oh, God, I can't.
But new year, new me. Like, that's 2020 for me is I'm going with the flow.
Yeah, but 2020 started a month and a half ago. This is the first week.
New month, new me?
Yeah.
Siobhan, our executive producer who holds everything together usually.
Yeah, no, I've thought it was you too, Maddie. Because I thought the mole was going to be like, you know, stuff falling on our heads and things like that, but it's been way too techie. I don't know who was going to drop something on our heads. But you know what I mean? I thought it would be a lot more pranky, but it's been very desky, very techy, and...
You thought the mole was going to be Wile E. Coyote by the sound of it.
Yeah. I was like ducking under doors on Monday morning and you've stuff. It's all been from here. And every time something goes wrong, you're like, oh, this is the desk.
It's not me.
But you're the only one that has a desk.
You've got two guesses there, Manny.
What does my voice sound like again?
Female voice.
I told you guys, if it was me, I would have been slashing tires and stuff like that.
That's what you want us to think.
Did you make my daughter sick?
I cannot confirm nor deny.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
We've been celebrating Abby being on the mole 20 years ago in season one by choosing one of the team members to be an undercover mole and destroy the show. Stav, Abby or Matt, or producer Candy, or producer Siobhan. We put a Facebook poll up last night.
Yes.
And it is a dead tie at the moment between Abby and Candy.
Oh.
Her true name's Abby, so it's the two Abbies.
Yeah. So that's what people listening all week have thought. The mole has left us a message here, celebrating everything the mole did. And the mole in this message also has revealed themselves. Stav, you've got a stupid face, so I'm still sticking. You're pulling that stupid smiley face.
It's because of his stupid face.
I think it's Siobhan. Yeah. Siobhan thinks it's Maddie. And
Stav, you have a stupid face.
No, you know, the one that you do when you're pretending like you haven't done something, but you have.
Oh, no.
Okay. Oh, that face.
Okay.
Here we go.
Oh, hello, Brisbane. This is the mole. I've had the week of my life sabotaging Stav, Abby and Matt. I didn't want to come in guns blazing on Monday. I was subtle.
Can you make a hotline ring? You can ask us anything.
The guys will read any name put on the screen.
Amanda, hi, what's your story?
It's actually Alex, sorry.
Oh, sorry, Alex.
Sorry, Alex.
This is not a good idea.
Then I took over the music. And played one of my all-time favorite songs.
Is that Mark?
I like this song.
Here we go, that's the mole action there, is it?
The reaction was brilliant.
We would never play
Why? It's a great song.
Yeah, and you were the only one singing through it.
That's not true. You would have sung if you knew the words.
Tuesday, I wanted to keep the team on their toes. So right from the start of the show, I was moling it up.
Sup?
What's up?
Sup with you?
Show motto.
Well, as you would have heard at the start of the show there, the mole is already well and truly in action, and I think the mole needs to learn how to beep words.
Yeah, that was the close one.
I'm so sorry, I missed it.
Play it again.
Don't play it again.
My job has been so easy this week. Abby is always mispronouncing words.
The YCPC?
Is it PCYC?
PCYC.
PCYC,
does that right?
But is that the work of the mole? Well, it certainly started a fight in the team.
Are you the mole? Because aren't you supposed to be giving away Alpha Bucks clues now?
He just did.
Did you actually do that? Oh, did you? I've been waiting the whole time.
Yeah, he did.
It was literally the first thing.
And you just turned to me and said, have you got the names for Live for Free just then too?
Got me.
Are you being the mole or are you just that dumb?
Whoa.
I honestly tune out a lot when you talk.
Whoa.
My next big move was to send the Black Thunders out on the streets of Adelaide, that is.
Hit 105's Black Thunders.
Rizzy, it's Black Thunder pilot Britt here, and right now we're at Wellington Square in North Adelaide.
Well, you're from Adelaide, Abs.
Yeah.
Why would I have to put a reference in for the Black Thunder?
You'd be the only one that would know an area of Adelaide to reference.
We don't know about Adelaide. North Adelaide.
I didn't know it had a north.
Did you not have Google?
No, didn't know it had a north.
I'm pretty technically savvy. I hacked the Stav, Abby and Matt studio and shut down their microphones.
Oh, what happened there?
What's going on?
I did not turn your microphone off there.
Yeah.
Whoever the mole is has been able to log into our desk here and actually turn off the microphone through the computer system.
Our text just come in. Are you going to tell us who gave you that instruction?
No. What's up?
Smooth, Brinko. You've been tricked by the mole
again. But my biggest day of moling was yesterday. Stav didn't turn up for work.
So you're at home right now with Rory. She's got an earache.
Can I? Know.
Can you put her on the phone?
Can you put her on the phone? We need proof.
Say hello.
Hello.
Does that even sound like Rory?
Yeah, that's Rory. I promised you.
Oh, don't do that, Stav.
Is that definitely Rory? That doesn't sound like Rory.
What is he going to do? Borrow another kid?
I locked them in the studio till Abby cried.
Promise you, I'm going to pee now. I'm going to be sick. I can't do this.
Now, I can't tell whether you're genuinely angry or whether you're acting.
Honestly, have never, ever, ever been angry about anything on the show now. And I honestly need to go to the toilet.
Can we open the door? Because she's crying and I don't do crying.
So it was time to get the fingers pointing.
Oh, got to put it on Maddie. Yeah, he's always blaming everyone else when the smell to Delta.
Stands up in court, that one too.
100%, Abby. Absolutely.
I think it's Steph. He just sounds a bit dodgy to me.
I think Candy's dishing everyone up.
I think it's Siobhan.
I think everyone's the mole.
Oh, you reckon that
everyone's joining out?
And we're all just ruining each other.
Who am I, Brisbane? It is time to reveal my true identity. It's me!
Producer Shiv!
Oh. Yeah. Oh.
Well played.
Good job!
Ooh, I am exhausted!
You've had a busy week.
Oh my god, you guys are so easy though. You make it so much fun.
Really? Wow.
It was the phone numbers yesterday that got me, and you hated
and you
me
know
for
what?
It.
I had tripped up yesterday. I was desperately trying to change numbers in phone box. I was trying to ring people. I was trying to rope people in. It was just, that was when I was starting to crack under the pressure.
You're very well.
You were really good.
Yeah.
Because you know what the problem is? You always told us that you couldn't lie, and that was a lie.
Well, this is a test for me, and I've been trying to pin it on, like, Aha was definitely trying to pin it on Stav, and you all ate that one up real quick, and I was like, this is great. And
then I thought it was me.
And then when I started hacking into the desk, I was like, Maddie's going to know. I've had the studio set up on my screens outside, so it's actually physically been me the whole time.
And she came up to me, and she's like, this is so annoying. She goes, I don't feel comfortable. I'm out of control. Maddie's been pressing all these buttons. And I was like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, right.
That's tricky. I was with Candy when she got the runs from her spirulina.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you knew that. So that was true. Spirulina gives you the squirts.
And a massive amount of pain, and it goes straight through.
She's practically allergic. She can't touch it.
You locked yourself in the studio yesterday.
And I knew that's why you wouldn't get
that
out.
That was when I was starting to crack, because we actually have an off-air feed in this studio, so I'd heard Ab say that she really needed to pee, so we pushed the whole thing up an hour earlier, because I was like, this is great. And then she started to cry, and I was like, I've gone too far.
That was good. I never suspected you.
Really?
Ever. Never.
No. Well, can I tell you, I was the mole from the very beginning, because we drew it out of a hat. And there was no mole in that hat.
Oh, so you wanted to be the mole?
I decided to be the mole.
Oh, you're what a such mole. A mole.
Such a mole. Hey, good job. Good
stupid
job.
Stupid face. Can I get a...
That, look, I apologise for pointing the finger.
Actually, we need to go for a team breakfast, because this has really torn us apart. And a lot's been said this week, and I think it all needs to be unsaid.
And the mole's pain.
Hell no.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
The original batchy heartthrob, the very hunky Tim Robards.
Hey, he's coming to town. The original bachelor, Tim Robards, is on the air. Good morning, buddy.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good. You'll never drop that title, will you? You're always the original bachelor.
Like the first Batman.
It'll never leave me. It's basically tattooed on the back of my neck.
Yeah, the first one before it all went downhill and no one found love, you know?
Yeah. Oh, there's been a few good success stories afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
One or two.
There's been a baby. There's been one baby or two babies from The Bachelor?
Well, they had two.
Sam's had two, yeah.
Sam's had two.
Yeah, there's been two now, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. When are you having yours?
Mate, when I'm in the same state as my wife, at the moment, I'm On Monday to Friday, I'm down in Melbourne. I'm just sitting in the car park of Neighbours, about to go in, outside Ramsey Street, about to go in and get into work. But, yeah, and I think as soon as we're back in the same state full-time, then I think it's a good time. It's about time.
I love that you've added actor to your resume because, I mean, when I first knew you were a chiropractor, did you ever imagine that you'd be on the set of Neighbours permanently?
It's pretty crazy, you know. Like I've sort of taken the actor bit out of chiropractor. Something that I've kind of always wanted to do, and finally, you know, kind of never had the balls to do it. You go through life, and you know, went to uni for so long, and became a chiropractor, but I finally was like, you know what? If I don't do it now, I'll never do it. And then I started doing all the training and did the audition and got the role, and now I'm playing alongside people that. You know, I grew up watching as a kid, which is pretty crazy. I pinch myself all the time.
Do they make you do chiropractor stuff to them on the set? Like, just give us a rub before the scene. Yeah.
Pretty much. I treat all the staff. It's a good way to keep up my my practice down here. They're always like, "Gee, you just want to give me a little, give me a little nip and tuck here on the." So that's it's good to have those extra skills. Makes you wanted around town.
Are you still licensed?
Yeah, I still work. I still work once a month or once a fortnight when I go back to Sydney. So okay. I just keep that up and go in on a Saturday morning. Not that you feel like it after you've worked a full week, but I still enjoy it. And it's just a nice part of me. It's something I always identify with, being a chiropractor. It's a nice skill to have, which I want to keep up. So, yeah, I might have a few sore necks. Well, hopefully not sore necks, but a few sore bodies after the workout on the weekend. I'm up there for the Medibank Feel Good program morning, giving a little HIIT class and mobility class. So you guys coming along?
Oh, look.
I'm in Melbourne.
Sorry, you went through a tunnel there. Missed that.
No, I would like to. We have had a focus on our health this year. I don't know if it's because it's a new decade, but yeah. We're like, no, we do need to focus on it.
Queensland is 11% less active than the rest of Australia, so they say. And then 50% have done no formal exercise in the last 3 months. So do you guys kind of fall into that area?
No, these guys are guns at the moment. They're intermittent fasting. Maddie's doing 170,000 push-ups a day. Abby's working out and doing Pilates and all sorts of stuff.
What are you doing, Steph?
He's had a tough year. He's just had an X-ray for pneumonia.
Yeah, yeah. I don't have it.
Yeah. Well, there's no way, you know, no better way to shake it off than to get the lungs working on Saturday morning.
Yeah, I'll just shake off that pneumonia. That's how that works.
Oh, you just said you don't have it, now you conveniently do.
If you want to go and train with Tim, you go to medibank.com.au/livebetter. That's got all the info. It's on tomorrow morning.
I know this is not a popular thing to talk about, but it's just if you and Anna post anything, I'm like, yeah, cool, I need it, because you two are so amazing and I do admire you for everything that you've achieved. Probably not when Married at First Sight people post stuff, and I'm talking about like influencing online. Yeah. But a lot of the Married at First Sight people have said that that's their job now. Basically, they are living off it, and some people are throwing out numbers saying that they're surviving on 200,000 a year.
Oh, just surviving
posting,
on it, are they?
Just right. Posting photos. Is it that beneficial?
I think things are so different these days. Like when we went on to our show, which is a reality TV show, I didn't even have Instagram, and it wasn't like a thing. It just wasn't an intention of it. Yeah, there may be some things that come out of it, but I just had a friend the other day saying that he was potentially looking at going on to The Bachelor. And the main thing I said was, do you have an actual intention to go on there and find someone?
Yeah.
If not, I wouldn't do it. You can come out looking like an idiot, and, you know, you've got to have that intention. But a lot of these people go on these shows purely to boost their profile, now to boost their Instagram numbers so they can make money from it. But, you know, I guess if that's what they want to do and they can make a living from it and that, then that's up to them.
It wasn't your intention, yeah.
No, you saw what happened with Honey Badger. I mean, I don't think he was on there for the Instagram likes, but when he didn't pick anyone, he was like...
crucified.
He was hated more than Kim Jong-un.
I think, you know, at the same time, though, like, you know, you've got to be true to yourself. If you don't go on there and you don't find someone, and to be honest these days, when you look, you know, they feel there's a lot of characters in the girls, you know, so there's not necessarily 25 people that in there that you would go on a date with, and then you're trying to find a life partner, ideally, you know, that's the purpose of the show.
See, he got crucified.
And really, he would have been better off just to say yes and then
break up
a couple of weeks later. Which is worse. 100%.
Well, hey, look, it's brilliant what you're doing here on the weekend. As you said, 11% of Queenslanders are less active than the rest of Australia, which is crazy. Eat and move better at Medibank's Live Better Morning. Tomorrow, medibank.com.au/livebetter for the info. Tim Robards, nice to chat, buddy. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, guys. Cheers. Bye.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105. Happy
this is an exciting day for leap year babies.
A leap year baby.
Born on February 29th. They can celebrate their birthday on the actual day that they were born.
Yay! The 29th of February only happens every 4 years. Mm-hmm. I'm going to a wedding tomorrow. And I was like, oh, that's cute. He thinks he's only going to buy a wedding anniversary every four years.
Oh, what a genius.
Yeah. There's no way she's going to let him get away with that. No. She'll go, we'll celebrate on the 28th.
And the first.
Mm-hmm. No, but maybe if they lock in the first, then if he forgets the 28th, he's like, no, babe, we're going to do it the day after. So he's actually given himself...
Oh, wiggle
actually,
room.
Actually, that is clever. Oh, good one. So but good. We went on 13, 10, 60. Well, how old are you actually turning? If you were born on the 29th, how old? We've got Sky in Springfield. How old will you be turning tomorrow?
Hey, guys. Tomorrow I'll be 5. So I was born in the year 2000.
The big 5.
Oh. Yeah. Sky, have you ever had a birthday party for how old you're turning? Like, for example, would you ever have a 5th birthday party?
I've never really thought about it. I think it'd be cool when I'm old to have, like, my 21st.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, when you're...
Yeah, I guess if I said to you tomorrow, hey, have a birthday party but no alcohol because it's just fairy bread, you might go, that's not fun. Yeah.
Do you choose to celebrate today or tomorrow or you flip and flop on that? How does that work?
So I'll be celebrating tomorrow on the 29th, but usually I celebrate on the 28th.
Okay. So what about when it was your 18th birthday? Because... most of us are lucky at midnight on the day of our 18th, you can walk straight into a nightclub.
Yeah, they were pretty lenient, to be honest. Like, we went out for dinner and they let me have a glass of wine and they were fine with it. But I don't know if they technically should have, but they were pretty lenient.
Well, you're not actually 5.
I think even the police would have gone, oh, wait a minute. The 29th doesn't exist this year.
Yeah. It's the year you were born.
Awesome, Sky. Thank you for calling. Rachel.
Hi. How you going?
Good. How old are you turning
tomorrow?
Double digits tomorrow, the big 10-year-old.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Happy birthday.
Very well spoken for a 10-year-old. That's great.
By the way, happy 10th birthday. You get yourself a bottle of wine. Stav, Abby and Matt wine.
Oh, fantastic.
Give it to your parents. Joy in Salisbury, you're turning 14. What do you celebrate? Do you normally celebrate 28th or the 1st?
Usually the 28th, except when I was going through, around the age of 20, 21, both days.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So it's a 14. So how old are you?
I will be 56.
Wow, but you're actually 14.
That's really cute.
And when you were working it out before, when the young girl said on her 21st, you actually have to be 84 when we hit 21.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Are you going to have a party tomorrow?
At this stage, I've actually taken today off work and just, catching up with friends, having a few, breakfasts and morning teas and that with friends and that over the next couple of days. Mm-hmm. And just halfway spending it with my two girls.
That's great. You should go to schoolies at the end of the year. That'd be awesome.
I feel like we should have done something. I mean, we can plan for 4 years' time.
Yeah.
In 4 years' time, if we're still here, we're going to have a big party for all the leap year babies, okay?
I'll let you know how it goes, guys.
Weena. Weena.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, I'm here. Hi. Hi, everyone.
How old are you tomorrow?
I'm turning 10.
Yay!
Woo! Thank heaven.
I can't believe there's people.
I'm nearly legal. Nearly legal.
Weena, you can't. Oh, you can say that.
It feels like you've said that before to people.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of hoping to get free drinks at the pub tomorrow.
Yeah.
They should get freebies, I think.
Yeah, take your ID. You deserve it.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm turning 40 as well tomorrow, so heading to the city with a bestie. Mm-hmm. And just what happens in leap day stays in leap day.
That's so good.
So
There you go. All those children are getting bottles of Stav, Abby and Matt wine.
We'll give them wine to 10-year-olds, 14-year-olds and 5-year-olds.
It's Stav, Abby and Matt. That's actually it for us today, guys. We are done, Ski. We are back on Monday. The mole is not at work anymore.
No, if you missed it, Siobhan, our producer, was the mole the whole time. She did do a very good job.
Great job. No one suspected her, really, did they?
No, get the full recap of everything.
Abby did.
Yeah, you did a little.
Abby did a little bit, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't.
No, no. Good. Also, on Monday, Where Are They Now? We're doing a whole series of these interviews. Zach Bryan from Home Improvement. Remember him?
Yeah.
One of the brothers?
The eldest.
Yes. We're going to be chatting to him.
Mark.
Oh.
Mm.
Yes, he is still alive, Abby.
No, I don't know. I had
John
a question.
Edwards in town.
All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. Bye.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
That's the podcast. Have a great weekend.